The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
And serving it away for the Wildcats will be their top server tonight, Carly Prasoski. Set outside, good swing that time by Tobenheim. Dug out back row, they get it to Lundeen. Near side kill down and good. Laura Lundeen, four in the set, five in a match.
Today at the Fort Kearney Conference Triangular in Axtell as the Wildcats welcome in the Overton Eagles and SEM Mustang. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Kids Sports Club.
Again, all they can do is pass it across here with Hunt. Overton's had a lot of chances on this point. Now they go Beavers on the slide and hit the tape. She'll get the kill off the block, then the antenna. And Beavers will get the Overton point, 20-19.
All three teams open the season against conference opponents on Thursday and will face two different league foes tonight. It's the Wildcat Triangular coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Axtell with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Axtell High School for continuing coverage of Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball. We're ready for the third and final match of tonight's Triangular. It's a pair of early season unbeaten teams as the 3-0 fourth-ranked Axtell Wildcats in D1 take on a team that's in their conference and in their district, the Overton Lady Eagles. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Both teams defeated SEM earlier tonight. The Mustangs play better each and every set tonight, not just because that's what the score said. You can see their confidence get better tonight. SEM still looking for their first win of the season, but just lost a 28-26 set there to Overton. They were swept by Axtell 25-6, 25-12, and then Overton won 25-20, 28-26. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. No change from the first matches tonight. For Overton, here's their service rotation. They'll start with number 11, 5'10", freshman Sid Enix. Number 12, 5'8", freshman Gracie Grope. Number 13, 5'9", junior Mackenzie Beavers. Number 3, 5'7", senior Danny Jewett. Number 4, 5'6", senior Alyssa Bourbon. And number 5, 5'7", junior Monica Meyer. No libero for the Eagles, who are coached by Haley Ryan, assisted by Alicia Remigy, Angie Elfgren, and Cindy Kimenaugh. They are a perfect 3-0 on the season. So far, Overton has picked up wins over SEM, Pleasanton, and Loomis. For the Axtell Lady Wildcats, number 3 is a 5'10 sophomore, Sophie Melema. Number 7 is a 5'4 sophomore, Ashley Snell. Number 8, 5'5 sophomore, Reagan Miller. Number 2, 5'10 senior, Hannah Kring. Number 4, 5'6 senior, Sam Trampy. And number 6, a 5'4 senior, Kit Wells. The libero is number 5, 5'7 sophomore, Season Melema. The head coach of the Axtell Lady Wildcats, Brad Nelson, assisted by Darla Steinbrink and Shayla Nelson. They are 3-0 on the season, ranked number 4 in the D1 rankings in today's Omaha World Herald. And for Axtell, their wins over SEM, Elm Creek, and Eustace Farnham. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
You haven't experienced great food until you've made the short drive to Sumner to dine at Tubbs Pub. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up and homemade nightly dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. So make this short drive and see why everyone says great things for miles around about Tubbs Pub in Sumner. It's the best home cooking you'll find, and you won't even have to help with the dishes. Get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, Trust Slyker Heating and Air. Scott takes great pride in his community and in all the athletes in and out of the game. From the smallest job to the biggest, Slyker does it personally so you know you can trust that it's done right. Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe and surrounding area.
Since the dawn of time, the land has been nurtured, first by the hands of nature and then by the hands of man. Farming is a way.
And the XL Pep Band doing a great job again here tonight, not only with the national anthem, but with a little pregame music to get everyone in the spirit for tonight's final matchup. Again, we want to remind you that Thursday our high school volleyball coverage continues. We'll hook it up with a Tri-City duel. Kearney High travels to Hastings. Coverage begins at approximately 7:15. Varsity action at approximately 7:30. Friday night football here on Classic Hits. Kennesaw is at Overton on the Breeze 94.5. Hershey's at Donovan Trumbull. Kearney Catholic will be hosting Columbus Lakeview on ESPN 1460. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Opening serve is coming up next.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Axtell has won the toss, so they will serve it away to start the match. They'll move from right to left. They've changed their uniforms up. They're in the white tops with the black trim, while Overton's still in the black uniforms with the black and white trim. As we're ready to go, Melama to serve it away. A little too aggressive to get things going here for season. She started off with five straight in the match against SEM. She had six ace serves in that match, but here, deep and out of bounds, and Overton will have our first point. And they'll serve it away with the freshman Sid Enix, picked up to the outside and quickly hammering it home will be Hannah Kring. She leads the team in kills. She will throughout the year. She's an all-state prospect, and she gets the first one of this match. Back to serve it away will be Ashley Snell. Across it comes. Overton goes to the middle. Here's Mackenzie Beaver. She tries to cut it around the double block and puts it into the net. And Axtell is up 2-1. Beavers led Overton in kills in their first match tonight. Snell on serve, just drops that in front of the 10-foot line. Good dig to the outside. Here's Jewett, tries to go line and into the net. Back-to-back attack errors for Overton. And Axtell will take advantage, 3-1. Snell, the left-hander, drops it right into the back middle. Handled there by Bourbon, set to the middle. Here's Beavers off the block. The dig is made. Free ball above the net. Beavers slides over, and they say that she tipped it wide. On the joust, not only couldn't she get a break there by having it bounce off the Axtell finger, it just went out. And the error again, 4-1. Serve into the back middle, handled there by Meyer. Stays there, so Meyer has to punch it across to Kring. Quick set to Hannah in the middle. She'll tip it over the double block. Meyer with the dig. Back set here to Jewett. She'll go short angle and just wide. And so you're seeing Overton make some early errors here, allowing Axtell to jump out 5-1, and Coach Haley Ryan is going to use the timeout. Didn't have to use him very early in the last match, but here she has. We are underway in the first set with the score Axtell 5 and Overton 1. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Keep an eye on how the Kansas City Royals are doing tonight against the Detroit Tigers, and Detroit jumps on them again early, 3-0 in the bottom of the third. That's currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Tigers win. They're all tied up with the Royals as the serve is across. Big swing Beavers and an equally great dig in the back row there by Kit Webb. Returned over by Reagan Miller. And a good rally here coming out of the Overton timeout. Kring, middle attack up in the back row by Bourbon. And it'll be set across here. Free ball opportunity here for Axtell. They'll go left side away from Kring, and it's going to be Reagan Miller, the sophomore, to drive home her first kill, 6-1. Axtell jumping out early again here. Snell with five in a row from the service line. Two kills, four errors, resulting in the 6 points here. And going a little deeper is Snell. Handled again by Bourbon. And the pass is off the mark. The set actually off the mark that time. And Grote can't keep it in play. So it's 7-1 Axtell, and they're getting a lot of help right now from Overton. They just need to settle down They're trying to get a substitute in. There was a whistle. The server, Schnell, thought that that was for her. It was actually for a sub, so senior Ronnie Light will come in and play back row for a moment. 7-1 in favor of Axtell. And the serve. Across by Schnell, handled by Bourbon. Here they get it to the middle. Beavers on the attack. It's dug out by Kit Wells. Nice run down by Schnell. Set across by Kring. Free ball here for Overton. Set middle. Beavers rolls it over the double block. Again, it's up by Schnell. Kring will dump it over. Nice dig out there by Enix. Good rally going here. Beavers standing spike. A one arm up that time again by the Lady Cats. And then it deflects off the antenna and out of bounds. And the rally ends up in an Overton point. And to serve it away will be Gracie Grote, one of the two freshmen, and it's way short. Miss hit, didn't even get to the net that time, trying to finesse it in front of that powerful Axtell front line. And it's 8-2. So back to serve it away will be Reagan Miller. And it's an ace serve, returned to the net. Strong service game from Axtell early on here. That is their first ace, but they've really kept Overton off balance. Miller takes a little something off this one and drops it in front of the back row. So you power it, and they back up. You drop a little something off it. They can't get to it. Back-to-back aces by Miller, and it's 10-2 Axtell here in game number one. And the serve. This is a high floating serve. They have to run after it again. Enix does get a set on it. Jewett with the attack. Blocked by Crane. Good save there by Meyer and Bourbon. Middle attack, Crane. She's blocked, ace block, Jewett. Jewett with the ace block, and Overton finally has a statistic we can put down here in the positive column. That's their first point of any kind on a block or a kill or even a serve. 10-3. And rotating in will be Jaden Eby, another freshman. She's going to come play front middle. And Mackenzie Beavers will serve it away, down 10-3. Good top spin serve. Handled nicely there by Miller to the outside. Attack taken over by Kit Wells. Dug up. Enix passes it up front, and Eby will take it across. Free ball here. Here's the set outside. And the attack is followed through into the net on Axtell. Kit Wells into the net on the attack. Point for Overton. First point on serve, and Mackenzie Beavers will try and get a little something going here. More errors than kills right now in the first 14 points. Here's Crane come flying in from the right side. That's a kill, number two for Hannah. And Hannah will now rotate to the back row and serve it away. Again, Crane battled injuries a lot during her junior season and hopes to stay injury-free here her senior year. 11-4. She is going to float that serve across to Eby in the middle of the floor, and then a little miscommunication. They have to slap it across. Here is the set by Schnell to the outside. Wells, was it blocked? They're going to say yes. It's ricocheted right back to Axtell, and sending it over on a one-timer is Ashley Schnell. Overton thought it was four hits, but they are not going to get that call. It's always so close up there, sometimes so hard to tell. And Kring to serve at 12-4. Again, an ace serve, little jump floater. Overton's freshman having some communication problems right now. That's the third ace serve. Overton has already used a timeout, and they trail 13-4 here in game number one. Kring backs up a little more on that service area. A couple of steps, a hop, a skip, and across it comes to Mackenzie Beavers. Set to Jewett on the outside. Good swing. Dug out in the back row by Schnell. Has to be passed across and is by Trampy. Set outside. Jewett on the attack for Overton. Going to send it deep. And out of bounds. 14-4. Overton was not making as many errors with SEM. Of course, Axtell doing a better job probably of keeping the rally going here. Mackenzie Beavers from the middle hit the net, and it pops across. Picked up there by Schnell and returned from the middle by Sophie Melema. Now to the outside. Overton takes an attack. Meyer is blocked up front by Sam Trampy, and then it's pushed into the Eagle net as Enix, the center, tried to go with a quick return. Point. Axtell, 15-4. And Kring again, looking for four in a row. Picked up by Beavers, back middle. Set on the right side. There's a good swing. Jewett down to the corner, far corner, and good. Danny Jewett with the first kill of the match for Overton. And they will get the side out, trailing 15-5 here in the opening set. Both teams swept SEM. A little more of a challenge for Overton to do that than it was for Axtell. And that's kind of playing out right here as Jewett served, clipped the tape, and it falls over for an ace. So Overton needing a little break to something to get them going here. And they'll get one there on the ace serve. Jewett, one of the 3-4 seniors on this team, serves that one across. Tough serve, returned close to the net. It's above the net. Free ball is tipped down by Jaden Eby. We'll give Eby credit for the block there. Nice job up front by Trampy and Melama to try to get it over, but just didn't have a chance. And Jewett serves, and it's an ace serve as it's passed right up by us. 15-8, 4 in a row. I got to do a better job on my deflections so I don't break any appendages on the hand. Danny Jewett to serve, 15-8, trying to crawl back into this one, into the back row to Kring. Here's a little pass to the left side. Melama takes something off of it, and Sophie will get her first kill. Good strategy there by Axtell. Do a little something off the net. And now back to serve it away will be the senior Sam Trampy for Axtell. Trampy just got it over the net and hit the line right that 10-foot cross in front of the up official. And Trampy will sneak an ace in there. And that's just a solid serve. There's not much you can do about that if you're Overton. Hard to play that one. 17-8, Axtell. Trampy tries the other side, picked up by Jewett. Enix with the set. They go middle. EB flicks it across. Kring with the dig, set to the outside. Here's Wells. Corner kill. Kit goes cross court. She's the fifth different Wildcat to pick up a kill. And it is 18-8. EB's going to come back out. And Bourbon is going to check back in. So Axtell keeping some distance. And Trampy to serve it away. Fairly high toss. Hit that one deep middle. Handled there by Beavers. Set in the middle for Meyer. She's blocked up front by Melama. Overton sets it. Enix into the hands of Bourbon. Couldn't get a lot on it. Kring digs. Slide. Melama right side. Comes near corner. Dug out there by Beavers. And it'll be set across again by Danny Jewett. And it's through the fingertips of the Axtell defender. Falls to the floor. And a point for Jewett and Overton. Side out Eagles, but they're in a big hole right now at 18-9. And Shannon Callahan will check in to serve it away here. Another senior for Overton. Shannon will serve, stayed in and played the back row in the first match against SEM. And Callahan serve down the middle, right at Kring. Here is the set by Schnell. Right side, huge swing, and down and good. Kit Wells. They list her at 5-4. You put the flubber in her shoes, and she can get way up there. That's her second kill. She's ready to serve. She's already back there. Floats it across right down the middle, trying to get out of the way as Jewett had. She had to slide on the knee pads to get to it. Here's a slide Melama for Axtell, and she is just wide and out of bounds in front of Overton coach Haley Ryan. Missed by inches. 19-10 in favor of Axtell. And Overton to serve. Floating it across will be Monica Meyer. Here is the middle attack by Miller. Reagan drives it home. Kill number two. And back and forth we go now as we get into the second time through the service rotation. 20-10. Axtell has Overton doubled up here in the opening set. And the libero sees it. Melama comes in to serve it away. She'll serve this one short. Trouble here. Enix is able to dig it up after Grote had the serve receive, and then they can't pass it across the net. And a point for Axtell. Again, though, comes on an error. And Melama with the serve. That one's right down the middle. Handled by Grote. Set by Enix. It was so close to the net. Has to be punched across by Beavers. From off the net, the attack by Miller. And it's going to be punched back over just in bounds. Good back and forth here. It'll be on Overton's side. And they will run into each other. And the ball falls into the net. 22-10, Axtell. And checking into the ball game for the Cats, Cameron Rush again. Again with the JV tournament going on down the way in the secondary gym, which is actually the newer of the gyms. There's only about 8 kids suited up for both teams. Melama serves it across to the outside. Big swing by Beavers is down and good. First kill for McKenzie.
here in this game. She led the way against SEM earlier tonight. McKenzie had 11 kills in that game. And back to serve it away will be Enix. Sid with a big strong serve over to Melama, and then a double hit on the set. Give a point to Overton. 22-11. With number 11, or 12, excuse me, with number 11, Sid Enix to serve. Here's a set outside. Crank back in the front row. Got it around the double block. Great take that time by Enix. Overpassed. Here's another swing by Crank through the double block, and that one's down and good. Keep feeding Hannah Crank, and she's going to bring you home 23-12. And back to serve it away, Ashley Snell, who had six in a row to get them off to a quick lead here in the first set. And a free ball comes back across to the Wildcats. Schnell sets, middle Kring over the double block, down and good. And it is game point here for Axtell, 24-12. And back to serve it away is Schnell to capture game number one. Puts a little spin on that one into the corner to Jewett. Bump set back to Jewett, punches it over the double block. Melama keeps it alive from the back row. They'll have to take a swing here with Kit Wells. Passed into the net by Overton, and it's going to be good enough for a Kit Wells kill to end game number one. Final score, Axtell 25 and Overton 12. We'll be back and look at the first set numbers in a minute here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Since the dawn of time, the land has been nurtured, first by the hands of nature and then by the hands of man. Farming is a way of life here. Today's farmer has a feel for the land, a knowing touch that shows in the riches of the harvest. And for years, they've depended on CHS Agri Service Center to help them. CHS is a locally owned and locally controlled, so the people behind the counters and on the phones are the people you've known for years, people you can rely on. There's a CHS Service Center near you, and always here at chsagra.com.
And welcome back to Axtell. Let's take a look at the first set statistics unofficially here for Overton. Danny Jewett, three service points. One was an ace. She had an ace block and two kills. Jaden Eby had an ace block. And Mackenzie Beavers, a service point and one kill. That's all Overton could manage. Three kills, two ace blocks, and one ace serve for Axtell. Hannah Kring, four service points. One was an ace, four kills. Sophie Melama, a kill. Sam Trampy, two service points. One was an ace. Season Melama, two service points. Kit Wells, three kills. Ashley Schnell, eight service points and a kill. And Reagan Miller, two ace serves and two kills. Axtell had 11 kills, no ace blocks, and four ace serves as the Lady Cats take game one from Overton by a score of 25-12. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Axtell, Overton, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The second set comes your way in a moment.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
We'll serve first here in game two. Kring will take the attack. It's picked up by Overton outside to Beavers. Her attack is deep. And Overton will give the ball right back over to Axtell and Melama to serve it away. First serve here for Axtell in game two. Enix with the set. Beavers in the middle. Around the single block of Kring. Good digging a back row by Kit Wells. Back to Kring. She'll terminate. And Hannah Kring now with her game high fifth kill. 2-0 Axtell. Both teams easing into the season with a couple of conference triangulars as the serve is across to Shannon Callahan, who starts this second set, to Beavers in the middle. Beavers will get the kill, her second. And Overton is on the board here in game two by a score of 2-1. Back to serve it away will be Gracie Grote, one of the freshmen here for Coach Haley Ryan. Grote gets a little top spin on that to Melama. Set outside. Here comes Kring, and there goes the ball. Down hard for Hannah Kring. Side out, Axtell. And when you know you're going to get a good pass, you're going to get a good set over there from Schnell. Kring can unload, and Schnell goes back to serve it away. 3-1 Cats. Passed over the net and out of bounds. It'll be an ace serve. Ashley with her first ace of the match. That was close. Serve was almost too good there and burnt Axtell. Schnell serve. Down the middle. Picked up by Jewett. Set middle. Here's Callahan. She'll float it across. Dug out by Wells. Schnell sets and Kring finishes. That's three straight kills here for Hannah Kring, and it's 5-1 Axtell. Don't forget Hastings College opens up their conference volleyball season tomorrow night at Doan for UNK, and they're 9-3. They've already played three weekends. UNK coming off a 4-0 opening weekend. They head to Colorado Springs for four matches this weekend. Serves across to Bourbon. Right side, the attack by Beavers. Through the block, down and good. Side out, Overton. And Beavers will go back to serve it away. 5-2, Axtell in the second set. The opening game went to the Cats as well, 25-12. Served by Beavers. Puts a lot on that one. Down low to pick it up will be Miller, and it's returned over out of the back row. Here's Enix. Set all the way to the left side. Swing that time by Jewett. Handled Axtell. There's a big swing by Miller. Handled by Beavers. And it'll have to be punched across. Bourbon just got across. Free ball here. Schnell sets. Kring takes something off it. Callahan digs. Set back to Callahan, and it wouldn't have mattered. She's in the back row, and she crossed the 10-foot line. It was an error. It went into the net. But I think the official was just getting ready to blow the whistle. 6-2. And Miller to serve. Set to the outside. Here is Jewett off the tape. Pops into the back row to Melama. Set for Wells. Kid around the block. Dug out by Callahan. Short set middle. Taken across by Bourbon. Dig made by Schnell. Somebody else has to set. That's Trampy to Kring, and she'll get the kill. Anna Kring on point here tonight, 7-2. And a timeout will be called by Overton, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank of Kearney. Let the Nebraska Land National Bank folks let them tell you what they can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Axtell won the opening set 25-12, and they lead Overton 7-2, game two on Classic Hits.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Doug Goodell, along with our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry. That's Caleb with the K for those of you keeping score at home. We are at the Axtell Volleyball Triangular. Big thanks to Athletic Director Brad Nelson, all the fine folks here, and as always, the many fine sponsors that allow us to follow high school athletics throughout the year. Out of the Overton timeout, Axtell still serving here with Reagan Miller. Ball returned over to Trampy. She'll take the attack and get her first kill. Sam Trampy, the Axtell senior, keeps the momentum on the Wildcat side, taking it to 8-2. Here in game number two. Three back on serve receive here for the Eagles. It'll be served short. Picked up Bourbon. Set it right back to Bourbon. And drilled down the middle by Alyssa, but dug out. And now Wells fires it across. Overpass right back at him. Axtell sets again. Here comes Kring. And down goes the ball. Number nine. Five kills already out of the 9 points for Axtell. Coming off the big arm of Kring, and now Overton is going to sub back in. Monica Meyer Jr. has got that big brace on the left knee. And Callahan will check out. Miller now going for four in a row here on the home turf for the Wildcats. Still three back defensively. Miller Going to come on the short side. Takes it at Groat. Middle attack, Bourbon. Into the back row to Melama. Here's the up in the middle. Crane, all she can do is tap it. Picked up there by Meyer. They get it back into the middle. The attack by Bourbon is blocked. Ace block. Hannah Crane, her first ace block of the match. Axtell right now can do no wrong. 10-2. A little frustrating for Overton, it has to be. They'll serve it at Beaver. Set to the right side. Meyer off the tape. Attack error. Point. Axtell, 11-2. Coach Ryan talking about her young team, knowing that they'll be going through some growing pains. Part of it's right here. And for Reagan Miller, she continues to fire across. Good serves. Free ball passed across, and nobody gets it for Axtell. Give credit there to Alyssa Bourbon picking up the point for Overton. She had to make something out of nothing. She did it right there. And now it looks like a rotation check. Is that what Coach Ryan wants? I believe so. And then if that is the right rotation, we'll see Callahan come in to serve for Bourbon. Nope, the rotation was wrong. Callahan should not want to check in here because Monica Meyer is getting ready to serve. And they're still checking that out right there. While we get things checked out, we remind you we're here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership at Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Okay, they've got everything sorted out, so they'll bring Meyer out, and they will bring Shannon Callahan in to serve. 11-3, Axtell, game two. Axtell won the opener 25-12. Serve across to Melama, set to the outside. Wells off the double block. Good save there by Jewett. One hand up by Enix, but it sails out of bounds. And another point for Axtell and Kit Wells. Again, they list her at 5'4", but she's got some serious ups. 12-3. And of course, we know how awesome she was for Axtell on the basketball court last year with Kring injured. Here's the float down the sideline by Bourbon. Picked back up middle, and the attack is down. A good cross court for Sophie Melama. That'll be her second kill. Side out again for Axtell. 13-3. And Hannah Kring back at the service line. Goes all the way this time into the far left-hand corner. Goes pretty deep, but just kind of walks it up. Does a skip on that serve. Fired it across for an ace. Right at the noggin of Danny Jewett, and all she could do is throw her fingertips up and try and keep him away from a nose job there, and it didn't pop into the air. So Kring with her second ace, and Axtell well on their way here to staying undefeated. Across to Beavers. Enix gets it up. Beavers back row attack. Blocked at the net by Melama. Dug out by Beavers. Overton will go to Jewett. Rolls it off the double block. Good get that time by Ashley Snell. And Wells will get a break by knocking it off the tape and across and in. As if Axtell needed a break. That one was so wide, I thought she was going to hit up referee Ernie Walters over there. But somehow, not only did she miss him, she got it inside the antenna and got a point out of the deal. And Sid Enix is going to take a little bit of a break, and Hannah Wolf is going to check in here for Overton after she'd been on the ground here a couple of times. Hannah Crane continues her serve, 15-3, over to Beavers. Set high in the middle, Jewett at Crane. She'll up it in the back row to the outside, Wells, and Wells will take the angle out of bounds a little wide. Point for Overton, and they'll finally get the volleyball back here. And that will allow Alyssa Bourbon to serve it away. She just hasn't got the ball set to her. Their passes have been off. She's a pretty good player up that front row. Just been pretty quiet right now. And there's Wells again getting the benefit of the tape, taking a lot of the power off of it and dropping it in front of the back row. Kill number 6 in the match for Kit Wells. And the ball goes right back over to Axtell. And Sam Trampy will serve it away. Had a couple of points in the opening set, including an ace. And the serve. Deep cross court picked up by Monica Meyer. Set in the middle, but nothing they can do, and it's bumped across there by Mackenzie Beavers. To the outside, the attack by Melama. It's off the net and tipped and out of bounds. They will say it is tipped, and Sophie will get her third kill. 17-4 in favor of Axtell. Not exactly what we were expecting to see here. It's just Axtell not making any mistakes this time. From the back row, the attack by Groat takes it over for Overton. Dug out. Here's Wells again. And Wells Tries to take out the Lions gal. And Wells is on fire. Four kills here in this game, seven of the match, 18-4. Axtell looking good, looking like a top five team in the state right now. And Trampy to serve. Dave Greek from NTV on hand. You'll get to see some of the highlights tonight, so check it out. On the right side, the attack across by Danny Jewett. Once again, it's up and punched across by Melama. Close to the net. They'll get it in the middle. Picked up there by Wolf. And the attack is out of bounds. Just off the back line. So even when Overton gets a good play, inches cost them right now. And the error will keep the ball in the hands of Sam Trampy. 19-4. Overton goes to the outside. Here's Grote on the angle attack. It's wide. Again, we will see Overton's football team Friday as they host Kennesaw in a top 10 matchup. Saw Kennesaw just dismantle Lawrence Nelson last week. Overton had a nail biter at the end against Medicine Valley. Should be a good one Friday for Axtell. As we mentioned earlier, they got Amherst. And serve is across off Meyer, picked up by Bourbon, passed across that time by Jewett. Here's the attack by Melama, driven over by Sophie. Nice dig, but not enough to keep it alive, and Sophie will get her fourth kill. Trampy looking for six in a row now at the service line. High school volleyball, KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you on this Tuesday night. Serve goes across, up off the roof. It's picked up to the outside by Monica Meyer. The swing by Jewett is deep and out of bounds. And you can just tell Overton wants to go practice tomorrow because nothing going right now and no reason. I mean, they're down 22-4, and they will not lose another set probably this year, even close to this. Checking back in is Cameron Rush for Axtell. And Trampy just continues to fire him in play here for Axtell. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show. Chance to talk with Coach Nelson, give you the final stats. Stay with us. Right side Jewett takes it off the single block of Wells. Up there by Snell, back to Wells, and that time she's wide and out of bounds. A rare error for Axtell. And the ball comes back to the Eagles. Overton with no points on serve. They do have three kills in this set. And to serve it away, Danny Jewett, big serve and into the net. Trying to take a little frustration, I think, out on that serve on the volleyball and couldn't get it across cleanly. And ready to serve it, Kit Wells now for Axtell. Dug out by Grote. Pass up front to Wolf, and it's going to go into the net. Point for Axtell. And it is match point coming in here. Sid Enix again. And serving for the match, Kit Wells for Axtell at 24-5. And the serve by Wells sends it into the cheerleaders. So it will come back over to Overton. Good thing they were paying attention. And Sid Enix will serve it away. She'll be back there till the match is over now. See if Overton can scrap out a couple of points before the end of the night. Serve is across. Handled there by Cameron Rush. Set it to the back row, Kring. Her attack down and good, and that's the match. It was a doctor-like in here. A surgeon come in for Axtell and just dismantled SEM and Overton here tonight in straight sets. 25-12 and 25-6. Both teams were 3-0 coming in. Now Axtell's 4-0, and Overton will fall to 3-1. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show, final stats, coaches' interviews, and more. So stay with us here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kid's menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to Axtell for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports taking care of all of our area athletes for years. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Doug Duda back with you here. We'll talk with Axtell coach Brad Nelson in just a moment, but let's run down the stats there in the second set. As we said, not much at all for Overton. Alyssa Berman had a kill, and Mackenzie Beavers had two kills. So that's it, three kills, no ace blocks, and no ace serves for Axtell. Hannah Kring had three service points. One was an ace, an ace block, and six kills. Sophie Melema had three kills. Sam Trampy had six service points and a kill. Season Melema had a service point. Kit Wells had a service point and four kills. Ashley Schnell had two service points. One was an ace. Reagan Miller, five service points. Overall, unofficially, it looks like I had Axtell for 14 kills, one ace block, and two ace serves as they cruise in set number two by a score of 25-6. We'll be back with more on the Misco Sports postgame show in a minute.
I had never even owned a furnace or an air conditioner before, so it was brand new to me, and they trained me, not just by sending me out with them, but also I have those resources to talk to people. I like to think that when I show up to a house, it's not just me with my 5 years of experience showing up there, but it's all the years of experience of all the Texas Anderson Brothers showing up at that house as resources that I can use. Without the training from Anderson Brothers, I would not be able to do the work that I do today.
Regardless of age or experience, start a new career with a call to Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payment, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Burke.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show, let's take a look now at the overall cumulative stats, which obviously Axtell dominated here. What I had for Overton, Danny Jewett, three service points. One was an ace block, and two kills. Alyssa Bourbon had a kill. Jaden Eby had an ace block. Mackenzie Beavers, a service point, and six kills, or three kills. As a team, Overton could only manage six kills in that match. Two ace blocks, one ace serves. Obviously, Overton has seen better days, and they will again. This is a young slash inexperienced team on the varsity level. They're still 3-1 on the season now, dropping their first match of the year. And up next for Overton, they will play at Cambridge in a duel on Thursday night. And then they will return home on the 18th for a triangular with Elm Creek and Wilcox Hildreth. For the Axtell Lady Wildcats, Hannah Kring led them once again with 10 kills. She also had seven service points, two of them being aces and an ace block. Sophie Melema had four kills. Sam Trampy had eight service points. One of those was an ace. She had one kill. Season Melema had three service points. Kit Wells, a service point, and seven kills. Ashley Snell once again led them in serving with 10 points. One was an ace, one kill, and Reagan Miller, seven service points. Two of them were aces, and she had two kills. I had Axtell for 25 kills, one ace block, and six ace serves as the Cats improved to 4-0 on the season with a 25-12, 25-6 victory over Overton. And up next for the Axtell Lady Wildcats, they'll take their 4-0 mark out to Chase County in Imperial. And I'll have to double-check with Coach Nelson here. It says that that's on Saturday, so we'll double-check and see if they indeed scheduled a single game on the road on Saturday, way out there at Imperial. And then they head to Wilcox Hildreth 1 week from tonight to take on Shelton and Wilcox Hildreth. They're back home on the 18th to play Elwood and Loomis. And we will be back with more on the Misco Sports postgame show, including a chat with Coach Nelson of Axtell after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits and the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Update from Detroit in the top of the fifth. The Royals got something brewing here, but Detroit still leads this game by a score of 3-1 against the Royals. A Detroit win. They're all even in the American League Central. The Royals win. They're back up by two. The game currently is airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Bases loaded, two outs in the top of the fifth inning. They have pushed across to run, and Eric Hosmer at the dish. Let's see if we can bring you up some volleyball scores as we wait for Coach Brad Nelson to join us here and tell us about tonight's performance and what he's seen from his girls so far this season as they are off to a 4-0 start. And as far as the volleyball scores, we moved along so quickly tonight. Not much from the area to tell you about. Wallace beat Hitchcock County in straight sets tonight, and Creek Valley defeated Morrill way out west. Humphrey St. Francis over Burwell in straight sets. Stewart over Elgin Pope John. Those are a few of the scores that we have for you just early on here in this Tuesday evening. So there you go. And Coach was looking at some of those scores, but it's a little early. We got done quickly here, and one of the reasons why is Axtell just played so darn good tonight. All the matches went two sets. Overton and SEM, the most competitive score-wise. But, Coach, first, great to see you here, man.
Yeah, it's good to be here, I guess.
Well, we'll talk volleyball. Your kids look really good tonight. Is this what you got last Thursday on opening night, or is this a big step forward?
You know, there was a lot of improvement through the first night and into tonight. Last Thursday, we played well at times, but we were just weren't as consistent. Tonight, I think we were very consistent. I mean, all the way through each set, you know, we served well. We our passing right now is kind of end of the season form, you know, that's a huge thing. If we can get our passes to our setter, you know, we've got good hitters, and so it kind of comes down to passing.
Well, you're at that point where at this Class D level or even C level, you don't see it as often as you would at A and B, where all of a sudden the points in progress and you can already see your outside starting to make the move towards the net because they know they're going to get a big swing on it. And obviously Kring and Wells feasted tonight.
Yeah, they had a great night hitting. You know, and both of them, they played a lot of volleyball. You know, they played as freshmen, they played as sophomores, as juniors. So, you know, their experience is really paying off right now. And they both hit really well tonight. You know, and our other two, I thought, and even our right side, Sam, hit well, but I thought Reagan and Sophie played well, you know, and especially in defense. And then our libero, she had some great digs, and, you know, it just kind of centers on our passing. If we can pass well, we're going to be pretty good.
Ashley, you have second in the service rotation. That's where more of the points happen to come from tonight. But as your setter, as your server, she did about everything that you want that position to do tonight.
Yeah, she got to the ball really well. You know, if our pass wasn't there, she was still able to get it to a hitter, whether it was front row or back row. You know, but really our passing made it pretty easy for her tonight, where she could just take a ball at the net you know, a lot of times have all three options available to her.
Axtell volleyball coach Brad Nelson with us here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. As you look at this team, you're ranked fourth. There's expectations on you. The conference is looking at you as the favorite. You talk about if you can stay healthy, which has been a problem, always a problem for a lot of people, but you guys have been dinged. Haley, obviously, kid had to play so much last year, volleyball, basketball. If he can stay healthy, what did you think this team could do while you were going through fall camp?
Well, you know, they looked really good, you know, all summer, and so the expectations are high. We aren't very deep right now, which, so, you know, we got to avoid injuries. You know, a majority of our team is freshmen and sophomores. We've got three seniors and two juniors is all. So, you know, we're young other than our three seniors who, you know, have played a lot. So you're right. The key to our season is that we got to stay healthy.
Well, the football team is playing Amherst on Friday. Now, did I read this right? Are you really going to Chase County on Saturday to play volleyball, or is that incorrect?
We are playing Chase County at McCook. McCook College built a new gymnasium, and Chase County's coach is a former Axtell person. So they had an open spot. We had an open spot. So I thought, you know, especially for us, it's a great game. They're going to be a Division I team. They're C1, so, you know, it's going to be really good. You know, however we do, it's going to be a good game for us. And I think it'll be a good game for them. You know, they're a strong team. So, you know, I think it's just going to help us.
You obviously, every coach, when you want to keep the schedule the same year in and year out, but you do want to have that flexibility. If you're going to be good, you want to be tested. If you're going to have an off year, maybe you want to drop down and play somebody you can be competitive with. Do you like a couple of the changes, including that one that you have in your schedule?
Yeah, I do. You know, that game is going to be a great one for us. And then we're going to Harvard this year to see some different teams. You know, Harvard and Meridian and Lawrence Nelson are there. You know, those are some teams that we don't see a lot of. So that, I think, will be a good stretch for us. The only one that we lost, I guess, was a triangular with Minden and Gothenburg, which I think that would have been a great, you know, a great set of competition as well. Both those teams are always good, and they're both looking really good this year. So that one would have been a fun one this year.
Yeah, Gothenburg has really elevated with Tiana Reeves, who's committed to Nebraska. Obviously, Minden has been a power here. For the folks that want to see Minden and Gothenburg play, Kearney Catholic and Ogallala, that is a four-team Saturday tournament that'll be done before the Miami of Florida game, but it's in Gothenburg on the 20th, and those teams, I mean,
wow,
those make you say bad words. But let's focus on what you've got now. As you go to Chase County, then you go down Wilcox Hildreth. A lot of people believe maybe they can take that next step and be right there in that 2-3-4 area of the conference. I think everybody agrees you're one, and then there's everybody fighting to catch up to you guys next week.
Yeah, I think Wilcox is looking good. I kind of looked at them early in the season and thought, you know, they were going to be right there at the top of the conference. You know, a lot of the conference schools are young. We had a good group of seniors that graduated last year in the conference. And so, you know, a lot of these teams are going to get better as the year goes on, as some of those young kids get more and more experience. Wilcox is one of those that they've got, you know, a senior setter back. So, yeah, I think they're going to be tough. And we've kind of got them at a couple of triangulars, one with Southern Valley, and Southern Valley is going to be a great team also. Elwood has looked good. Loomis has looked good. So, I like our competition coming up. And then later on down the road at our tournament, we've got St. Mary's and Bergen and Winnetka Palisades. So Blue Hill will be here at a triangular. So we've got some really good teams coming in, and hopefully we'll just keep getting better as the season goes on.
Well, I was talking with Coach Ryan before the first match tonight that they played, and it the conference and the seedings for the tournament may look a lot different than they did about 4 or 5 years ago, because, as you mentioned, and that's kind of the final thing I want to touch on, is how young the conference seems to be this year. She said, she mentioned Elwood, who has definitely struggled the last couple of years, and you've got Wilcox Hildreth that's gotten better here the last couple, 3 years. Loomis has struggled in volleyball, but it looks like maybe the tide could be turning, or at least they're going to be a lot more competitive.
Right. Yeah, you know, us in Overton, you know, we've played our share of finals here in the last 10 or so years, and Elm Creek has always been there, and you know, and I'm not counting those two teams out, because I think they're gonna be there right at the end of the year too. But yeah, you know, we might see some changes when the conference tournament rolls around as far as seeding and who comes in, you know, at those top four seeds.
Well, Brad, we'll let you get out of here because Because, you know, you coach, you AD, you got to go probably sweep the floor or something before you get out of here and make sure the concession stand doesn't close before you can go get a nacho or something. But
I hope to get home by midnight.
Well, we got us through in good shape tonight and hope to see you quite a bit throughout the season. Congratulations on the 4-0 start.
Great. Thanks for coming.
That's Brad Nelson, head coach, Axtell Wildcats. And we'll wrap it up after this timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And again, you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, taking care of all of our area athletes. They'll be keeping you better equipped for the games you play. Don't forget Thursday night, more high school volleyball. Kearney High is at Hastings. We'll just be rolling about this time on Thursday night. We anticipate about a 7:30 first serve. Could be a little bit earlier. Just depends on how the reserve and JV matches go. But we'll have that for you on Thursday. And then Friday, high school football here on Classic Hits. Overton will be hosting Kennesaw. We'll also have Donovan Trumbull Hershey on the Breeze, 94.5. And Kearney Catholic will be at home against Columbus Lakeview, hosting the Vikings on Thursday. On a Friday night, we'll have that for you as well. Don't forget, Royals baseball is currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And the Royals left the bases loaded in the top of the fifth, immediately give up a run in the bottom of the fifth. It's Detroit 4, Kansas City 1 as they go to the top of the sixth inning. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Thanks for being with us. Again, our final scores tonight, Axtell over SEM, 25-6, 25-12. Overton beat SEM, 25-20, 28-26. And then Axtell downs Overton, 25-12, 12, and 25-6. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda saying enjoy the rest of your evening, and we'll see you Thursday in Hastings.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.